flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Denton and I were just talking during the break about, you know, the name conversation, and I guess the Junkies brought this up on their show this morning or yesterday morning about me talking about what I've talked about for a while now, which is, yeah, I would lean in the direction of them doing something with the name. B, I think that the chances of them doing something with the uniforms, those chances are even greater. And C, it ain't easy. Whatever they pull off and whatever they decide to do, this is, trust me, this is lots of data, lots of polling, lots of conversations, lots of financial modeling. There's a lot going on to try to figure out if this makes sense or not. But I read this, Connor is a friend of my son's from back in high school, all right? And Connor emails me all the time. And Connor, who is 28 years old, Kevin, I was hoping we'd have another 2 weeks before I brought up this question. Credit to my girlfriend who came up with this conundrum. Would you rather have this season or Redskins back? For you, I bet you'd slam the name button without even thinking about it. For the younger fans, it's a real dilemma. This season was unbelievable for no matter how long you've been a fan, and there's so much promise going forward. But I'd really be interested to see who's up for this season versus the name back. Let's just assume we go 6-11 or 7-10, and Jaden has much more of a typical rookie season. Maybe just use Drake May season as the alternative. He doesn't start week one, some good games, bad games, but shows promise, but it's clear our roster is a long ways away. But we have the name and our uniforms back. Maybe one step further, would you trade Jaden for the name? Stop it, Connor! Connor's trying to take your job, Denton. He's trying to take your job with some pretty good ideas for call segments.
That is a good idea.
So let me just tell you that I would not trade Jaden for anything right now. I bet people are surprised at that. Maybe not. In terms of this season, first of all, you're proposing something that isn't possible. Redskins coming back isn't possible, but we don't deal with possible versus impossible in the world of hypothetical in sports talk radio. Would I trade the season for Redskins back? Probably. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I probably would.
You would,
yeah, because that would totally have me attached once again in the way that I used to be attached. And not only that, I'd be so excited to see Jaden's development. But I wouldn't trade Jaden for the name, no. I wouldn't trade Jaden for the name. But look, fortunately, we're not living in the world of hypothetical when it comes to this thing. We got this season, and we also, the majority of, you know, long time fans want a change. But Redskins isn't an option. It's just not going to be an option. And that's also very complicated because you guys know how I feel. You know, I feel like it should be an option, but I know that it's not. So, you know, move on because it's a fight not worth fighting. It's not coming back. Does it deserve to come back? It's like we've talked about for, I don't know, 15 years now. This is an issue where if you told me and proved to me that Native Americans in mass were offended by this, of course I wouldn't want the name. But no one's ever been able to prove it. In fact, they've proved otherwise. They've proved over and over again that the significant majority, 9 out of 10, in fact, with the last real polling, actually doesn't view it as insensitive or racist. You know, they just don't, and they have no problem with the name. But that battle got lost. It got lost because of Dan Snyder's, you know, incompetence and treatment of his minority shareholders, and it synced up with the summer of 2020 when everything was going down. In a summer that, you know, everybody will look back on, no matter what your political beliefs were, to say, well, maybe some of this got a little bit ridiculous. But, you know, without Fred Smith stepping to the front and saying, you change it or we're out as FedEx, it probably still wouldn't have been swept up. I don't think. I think Snyder would have fought that for a while. But it's left the barn. It ain't coming back. I mean, for me, I don't know how many times I need to say this, the thing that would offend the least and make, you know, other than Redskins, is Washington football team, Washington football club. Change your uniforms back. Be great to get the logo back. That would also be another way to attach, you know, viscerally, emotionally to those that have kind of checked out. Yeah, I think one of the interesting things, and we learned that John Orand, although I think I had shared it a couple of weeks earlier, but John Orand from Puck News was on the show yesterday. You know, we're living, all of us that talk about this team and watch this team, we're living in a bigger tent, a lot bigger tent, a lot bigger bubble than the one that existed a year ago, but it is still nowhere near the size it used to be. And that is reflected in things like the local television ratings for the regular season. You had a team that won 12 games, was the most exciting, you know, unexpected story in the NFL season. You had a player that, for all intents and purposes, became one of the most exciting players in the league as a rookie at quarterback. And the team finished 21st out of 32 in local television ratings. You only have to go back 15 years to find Washington no worse than top 12, top 10 in local television ratings. So there is still, and this is what I've emphasized, there is still a big chunk that has not come back. Now, we haven't seen the playoff numbers. I would imagine that they were through the roof. Locally, I'm talking about, even though the NFC Championship game was one of the lowest rated in recent memory, part of that is because the game was a complete blowout in the fourth quarter. But there is still the... We get into it, the group that is listening right now and outside of this group, listens to other shows, consumes podcasts, reads about the team, is into the team. The fan base grew significantly this year, but it is still far from where it used to be. And that's where, you know, things like name, brand, uniforms and stuff, that's where they're looking at it saying, so what would be the difference in revenue if we did make a move back? How many people would jump back in? How many people would start buying product? Jaden Daniels' jersey was the number one jersey on Fanatics here at the end, but how much of that was local versus national? Because he became a national sort of figure in the NFL. But yeah, no, I would never trade Jaden for the name at this point because, yeah, this is the only chance you have of, you know, being good. But we don't have to choose, you know, both is what I want. I want the name changed. I want the uniforms back. I want a feeling like my team is back, not that I am rooting now in a different way for an expansion team. Thank you, Connor. Good job trying to produce the show. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. I want to read something real quickly. It comes from, where is it?
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sander. Sander wrote, Kevin, you had a good take on the distance between Washington and Philadelphia. And he's referring to the conversation, Denton, that we had either yesterday or the day before, that what became kind of clear in Sunday's NFC title game is that there's a difference between Philly and Washington on the field. They've got a better roster. They've got a better team. We can talk about fourth and five and the missed holding penalty. And by the way, we will talk about that forever because that was a significant missed call in the game and would have changed the final score of the game. Maybe not who won the game because Philly was the better team in the game, but you don't get run 55-23 if you've got the lead at halftime. And that's what that play really determined. It was Washington, if they're punting on 4th and 15, is probably going to have the lead at halftime. Instead, they were down 12 when all hell broke loose. But anyway, Sander was referring to the conversation about the pressures on Adam Peters now to close that gap. It's good pressure. You know, he doesn't have the pressure of finding a quarterback. He got the quarterback right. But they've got some distance to cover. And by the way, Philadelphia is a top-notch organization, and they continue to add. So it's not like you just have a fixed, you know, gap that you're chasing. Their gap will change. Their upside, their team will change as well. They've done a great job with that. Back to Sander's email. Kevin, good take on the distance between Washington and Philadelphia, but the rest of the NFC seems to be weakening. The Lions have 19 unrestricted free agents and lost their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are both now head coaches. The Bucks lost their OC. The Vikings don't have a proven quarterback under contract. The Rams have an aging quarterback. The 49ers, who knows? And the rest of the NFC South and the NFC East are garbage. I think Washington might have the third best odds to win the NFC Championship next year. What do you think? Denton, have you seen the odds for next year yet?
I have not. Not the
okay,
official
don't
odds, at least.
Don't look, because I want to ask you. Because when I read this, I thought, he's right. Washington's going to be the third pick to win the NFC Championship. They're going to be in the top, you know, 7, 8, 9 teams to win the Super Bowl next year. So the odds are out. I went and looked it up after this. But where do you think Washington would be in the NFC 2025-2026 odds?
And these are legit odds from a reputable book, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They're everybody's got them out.
I would imagine, are you talking first, like the number or in terms of
I don't need the price. I need to, who in the NFC would have better odds?
I would think they would be fourth behind the Eagles, Lions, and Packers.
You're correct that they're fourth. You got the third team wrong. The 49ers are still ahead of them. So,
interesting.
Yeah,
I think
so
the 49ers are going to get blown up this year.
It's the Eagles, the Lions, and then the 49ers, and then Washington, and then Green Bay. They're seventh in odds to win the Super Bowl. All right, here are basically the odds. Kansas City, by the way, this is, was a blended of a lot of different sites. Kansas City is the favorite for 2025-2026 at plus 600. The Bills and Ravens are both plus 650. The Eagles are plus 700. The Lions are plus 950. 49ers plus 1600. Washington plus 1800. And then it's Green Bay, Cincinnati at plus 2000, and the Chargers are plus 2200. So those are the top 10 Super Bowl odds favorites. So I didn't actually see an NFC championship number. I just took it from the Super Bowl odds, which isn't necessarily the best way to do it all the time. But without knowing what the rosters are or what the schedules are, Washington will be, you know, somewhere around the fourth pick. I thought they were going to be the third. I thought they were going to be ahead of San Francisco and slightly ahead of Green Bay. Because they do have, on paper right now, most people would say, right, they've got the best quarterback in the NFC.
Correct.
It's very early to do this because we haven't had free agency or the draft. Obviously, we're still not even done with all the coaching changes and the coaching staff changes. But when I read this, I'm like, where will they be? So their position as seventh best odds as of now, subject to change, that could change with a phenomenal offseason. You know, you go out and get T. Higgins, you draft Ashton Gentry, whatever. You get an edge run stopper and pass rusher and another corner and whatever. They might end up flying up the charts. Two things. One, this would be the closest, the best odds to win the Super Bowl for this franchise since the year 2000 when they were plus 350 to win the Super Bowl, and the Rams were plus 300. They were the second pick to win the Super Bowl in 2000. The Rams had won their first Super Bowl with the greatest show on turf. Washington had won a division, won a playoff game, but had gone out and signed Deion, Bruce Smith, Mark Carrier, Jeff George, you know, all of them. The fantasy football offseason for Dan Snyder's first offseason in 2000. They were the second pick that year. They finished 8-8. And Norv got fired late, and you know, all hell broke loose after that, obviously. But this would be the closest they've been since 2000 as a preseason expectation Super Bowl contender. What do you think this equates to in over-under on wins?
I can't imagine it'll be anything less than 9.5.
That's what I said. Exactly.
I can't imagine. Now, obviously, that depends on free agency. Like, I think the 49ers are, just as an example, I think they're going to have more issues this year in terms of guys wanting to be paid and not having enough money, especially when you have to pay Brock Purdy. So I think they're going to lose at least one of their big-time playmakers, if not two. So I think they'll jump them. But I can't imagine that number is going to be anything more than 9.5, looking at some of the teams that they're going to be playing this year.
Yeah, I actually, that was the first number that came to my mind, but I actually think, is it possible it could be 10.5? What were Dallas and Philadelphia this year? 10.5?
Philadelphia was definitely 10.5. Dallas might have been 9.5.
Okay. What was the highest over-under for wins in the NFC? Was it the 49ers at 11.5?
I'm pulling them up now for the...
I'm guessing that there's a chance it could be 10.5.
So Detroit was 10.5 in the NFC. Philly was 11.5.
Okay.
Dallas was 9.5. I was right there.
Washington might be 10.5 over.
San Francisco was 10.5. 11.5 seems like the Chiefs were 12. And that 12 was the largest this offseason.
God, they'll have the highest over-under for win total since 2000. Best odds since 2000. Look, when you win 12 games, which they haven't done since 1991, hadn't won 11 since 1991, and you won two road playoff games and you were one game away from the Super Bowl, and it was quarterback driven and that quarterback's coming back, and most people think that the supporting cast will be better. The schedule on paper will be tougher. But as I look around the NFC, you know, I see Philly. I see Detroit. I don't know after that. But when I say I don't know, that means I also don't know about some of the teams that weren't good last year that could end up becoming Washington in 2025.
So
Chicago. Carolina. I don't think it'll be Dallas or the Giants. But you just never know. Green Bay is the team. You said Green Bay, and that's what I thought too. Green Bay, in terms of the roster, a healthy roster across the board, and we don't know what it's going to look like in 2 months. But right now, it would be Philly 1, it might be Detroit 2, Green Bay 3, or Green Bay 2, Detroit 3. Washington's not in the top three in the roster conversation, that's for sure.
Not at the moment, no.
No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
And Minnesota won 14 games, but if they don't have Sam Darnold, and maybe even if they do, they're not winning 14 again, and they'll probably end up with a second year, but really a rookie quarterback in terms of experience playing next year in J.J. McCarthy. That usually doesn't work out well unless you've got Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud. All right, Josh Harris wrote a letter to the fan base. I'll read it next.